Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to introduce to some and present to others Dr. Larissa D. Smith, the host of WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. They may call him at time to time Dr. Lowe, Coach, the Love Guru. WBSW Radio has listeners and watchers in 25 countries. Dr. Lowe, make it do what it do.
All right, my mind, it's always a pleasure to come before you. I am Dr. Larissa D. Smith, the host of the Dr. Lowe Show. Real excited about coming before you because this is a real relationship talk show with no filters. And we're just to the point that being blessed to be able to focus on a show titled like Conscious and Intimate Dating. And we want you to be a part of the show. We want you to be able to call in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. But actually, we give you a location, and then you can start chatting with Dr. Larissa D. Smith on the Dr. Lowe Show about conscious and intimate dating. We also want you to check us out on the web link. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. You also can tweet the show at Smith Way Production, at Coach Dr. Larissa D. Smith 15, along with an opportunity with the Dr. Lowe Show with number one beside it. Instagram, it's important that we use these devices and these media to get the word out. So on Instagram, we partner with the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, and we're now partners with them to be able to broadcast on their Instagram page. That's Beta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10, along with President Dr. Dot Larissa D. Smith. So again, we're just ecstatic because God has blessed us one more time. We are now up to 521 episodes, being able to share the word since 2017. So we are just so happy. On Facebook, y'all, so you can check us out. Facebook.com/DRLDalberto Smith. And if you want to check out episodes, our alternate episode, you can go to Blog Talk Radio, the web link I shared with you earlier, along with Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Tumblr, as well as Instagram, WBSW Radio. The internet station has listeners and watchers now in 29 countries. Those additional countries that was added recently, you have the country of Kenya on the continent of Africa, Ghana, so on the continent of Africa, South Korea, along with listeners in Russia. So we have listeners all over the world. It's a global situation. So we thank each and every one of you for taking time to be a part of this because we're hoping we can share some information with you that hopefully just tease you enough to say, well, let me check this out. Let me research this. Let me go back and look at, see what happened in my life and see was I constantly or dating to the point that I made it intimate dating. And those are the two things we're going to talk about, both of them, tonight. We also want you to register for WBSW Radio Giveaway via, if you have a Cash App or a PayPal or Venmo or Zelle, means of transportation, you need to email me at LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. Let me repeat that, LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. So you'll have a chance to be a part of many giveaways. We also want to thank our sponsors. We have TriStat LLC Consulting donating the trips and the gift cards. Also, we have the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity also giving vouchers and gift cards, making available, purchasing books to make sure books we can hand out of some of the authors who's been on this show. along with WBSW Radio, partnering with them and purchasing books, paying for trips, paying for vouchers, so we can give it out to you so you can have an awesome opportunity to travel, take a little vacation, have a little gas in your car, or whatever it may be. We also are really excited about being able to just be fair in a time of need. We call it a love offering. By sending us one of these means of transaction, we will be sending something to you. It may come in a time of need or just come. You said thank you for this love offering. We want to continue to do that. We want to give back to each of the listeners and watchers in some form. So, but we have to get those means of transaction. If I don't have it, make sure you email me at lorenzadsmith15@gmail.com. Let me give a shout out to three of the watchers and listeners that's joining us. We have Jacqueline Davis joining us. Thank you so much, Jacqueline. Along with Zeta Phi Beta Kappa Epsilon Zeta Chapter, the ladies of Beta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. We'll give them a shout out, and we want to wave at them as well. Along with, this is Ayana Industry joining us as well. So we'll attempt to give them a wave. Thank you for taking time to be a part so far, and I know others will join us. So I feel like this topic being shared in a manner will hopefully open some doors for some people or start some conversations. I know recently I had a group that met as a just a group, and they just sit down and they talk about certain relationship topics. And the many ones we can share with them, they call me and give us a couple of topics we can talk about. So we had shared with them. But tonight, conscious and intimate day. Automatically, I want you to take a minute and think about that. What are you talking about? Are you intentionally dating or unintentional dating? Are you intentional dating or unintentional dating? Is it a conscious thing that you're doing? Or is it an intimate thing that you're doing? And we want to make sure we talk about that, because sometimes people are not aware of some of the things that come about when they're talking about dating. They don't understand whether or not they're with it. And we'll just say a relationship. So we'll say conscious and intimate relationship as well. We're going to first look at conscious. It's so important that we think about when we are dating consciously. We are motivated not by fear or insecurity, but by our innermost need, our internal need, our intercept needs, along with values. So when we're out there constantly dating, we want to be able to know that we're not afraid to be out there. Because to be able to date, you have to be able to allow yourself to put your guards down. But you need to go through the tears that is associated with dating. You know, you meet as the first tier with your associate. You are now my associate. And we know each other by name. Then I want to know more about you. I want to look at that part where we can get not just associate, but acquainted. I want to be acquainted by getting more information about you. Now I'm intentionally trying to move forward with a relationship. The next thing is, once I can get that information, I'm feeling comfortable and we're about to take the dating from off social media or off meeting at the conference or wherever we may be, to the point where we're now been able to communicate. We begin to ask questions. There's a number of questions that you must put and compose that you should ask the individual about their ideal of a relationship. What are their goals of a relationship? Why do they want to be in a relationship? How do they consider their mate? Do they consider that person so close to them they're now a friend? And the next tier is friendship. You develop a strong friendship with them through the first two steps, and you feel comfortable enough with sharing things with them. The next step is romantic. If you want to move to the point of romantic, you can leave yourself open because of the first three tears that said, now let's make it a romantic relationship. And that will allow us to be into some intimate moments. So we want to make sure not talking about sexual now. We're just talking about intimate moments where we're alone, we're able to move, do a few things that sparks a relationship, holding hands, being that true provider and protector you say you are. You're going to be there to protect. You're going to be there with it to be provide when you have to provide. This is something we have to understand as we move to the romantic part. Making that call, making texting, stopping by work, after letting you know I'm coming back for lunch, or I'm going to bring you flowers. Those things are intimate. And making sure I'm there to show that there's another side besides the side that we first met, which was the one that I didn't know much about you. But through those tears, those four tears, I will know more about you to be able to now look toward making a commitment of this relationship. We all are in a relationship and looking for the commitment that will move us to not only just dating consciously, dating intimately, but also dating to marry. It's all about that commitment. So as we look at when we're dating consciously, we let our inner self, which has all our needs and values, come on display. See, currently in this dating world, are we seeing ways to deepen our existing relationship? We sometimes have to focus on a new course. That new course involves that conscious dating where we imagine a world where we all rise up and present an authentic self. See, when we're on a conscious date and we're imagining how important this can be, we have to remember that the person must be authentic. The people must be able to show themselves for who they are. And when they show who they are, that allows you to determine what level you want to take this relationship. See, you also think about when you're consciously dating, you will leave from the heart rather than pain. A lot of times we hadn't healed quite yet. We still have a little pain by our previous relationship when the person was not authentic, was not real. And when they showed themselves, you didn't like what you see. So what you have to do is you allow us to leave from our inner self, innermost self and value. Coming on, do I really want to be in this relationship? We don't stay consciously on pain. If you are, you hadn't healed, it's not going to be successful. We're always talking in our shows that the best relationship you can have with yourself. The most successful relationship is with yourself. It helps determine what kind of relationship you're going to have with others. If you're not happy to look in the mirror and see what you see as a reflection, you're not happy with yourself. If you're not happy with where you are, you will feel a need to not be able to give your maximum. If you've been hurt so and you hadn't healed, you got walls still set up and you say I'm healed, but the truth is walls keeping you from allowing yourself to experience dating consciously. We have to always keep that in mind. See, conscious dating is about becoming curious about who you are. You know, as I said, your best relationship should be with yourself before you decide to have a relationship with someone else. That's what conscious dating puts you in a position to find out about yourself. what really motivates you, what your soul most deeply desires. So we're back to, as you said, conscious daily is talking about your inner self, your heart and your soul. See, what do you deeply desire? I always share with people. We pray to God and share with him what we desire in a man. And you ask him to send that person your way so y'all can connect the inner self. Both of you connect with your heart and your soul. That's what we ask for. So our deepest desire is that we want to have someone that is capable of communicating with you. Someone who's able to compromise. Someone who's committed to seeing that relationship successful. Someone that's compassionate. That's so important that you desire those things, and God, when you pray to him, he will give them. He will send that person your way. It's only one. It's not a whole bunch of ones. Some people say, oh, that's like I got in every one. That's not always true. If it was, you'd be still with that first one. So you have to remember, when you desire it, it's all about coming from your soul deeply in your heart. It adds to the ability to motivate you, to put the effort in and put the work in. It allows you to identify who you are and whom you are. I always talk about, if you're not able to do it yourself, seek help to give you an opportunity to be the best version of yourself. See, when you date consciously, we enter into a much different and kinder agreement. We understand this is commitment. This is the way I want to go. We agree that we're enough. We are enough. They are enough. I don't need any more. When we move from the place of radical acceptance, we stop hiding. One of our listeners and watchers, and also been a guest on this show and co-host a couple of our shows, including this one sometimes comes on, always talk about her ministry. That's Minister Denise Stephanie, Behind the Mask Ministry. We need to know what's behind the mask. Is it a kind of person? Is it a person that willing to make a difference? Is it a person that's agreeable? Is it a person who hard sometimes they wear on their sleeve? Is it a person that have the deep desires and willing to share what their desires are? Is that that person? If it is, it allows you to put yourself in a place of radical acceptance of what can be and what should be. See, when you're dating, you no longer speaking of a part for the sake of not being alone. Many people seek partners so they won't be by themselves. This myth, I'll say, been said by men and women, a half a man is better than no man. That is not true. Please do not have that thinking to cross your mind. Because if he ain't being whole and wholesome, you have to let him go. Or let her go. And let her move on her way. So when you're seeking a partner, because you're willing to give and receive what's from the inner self, you have a tendency not to be caught up thinking that one day you'll be alone. See, those individuals that you date constantly becomes a joyful adventure and also deepens, truly deepens knowing and loving ourselves and others. That's exactly what's happening there. So we have to keep in mind, it's a joyful adventures of deeply knowing and loving ourselves and others. Do you love yourself? We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell. Ask for your location. Then so you are now live to chat with Dr. LaRosa D. Smith on conscious and intimate dating. Just a few more things I want to touch on when you're talking about conscious dating, where you're not fearful, where you're not insecure. It'll be all about your interest self, your internal needs, and your value. We have to also keep in mind, I said joyful adventure. See, when there's joy, our Lord and Savior looks down and smiles because he's all about his people, his children being joyful. He's all about you knowing yourself and being able to know others and love each other. See, the power of understanding joy allows you to engage in deep experiences and into the practical reality of dating on the ground of how to date consciously in the midst of navigating these realities. That's what conscious dating is all about, the innermost needs and values, not about fear, not about insecurity. We always keep that in mind. And to bring a conclusion to this, about when we're dating consciously, we have to keep in mind, it is possible to date to be a life-affirming experience. For dating to be a life-affirming experience. You notice we said to better ourselves, we have to look back at our experience. If all of our recent dates or our past dates have not been good experiences, your ideal now is to heal so when you come into the next date, of a dating or relationship, you will allow those lifelong experiences to have you prepare yourself to be successful. Go back and assess what happened. Look at your pros and cons. Then choose a direction you want to go. Life-affirming experience in which even rejection becomes growth. I'm going to say that again. Even that bad experience or that bad relationship or those skills that was not good, that was negative, you attained from that previous relationship through those life experiences, it'll have you at a point where you can accept rejection and see it as growth. And the pursuit of love is fulfilling in and of itself. That's what we're talking about, our life-affirming experiences. You will emerge from that day equipped without fear. You don't have to put no walls up to cover your heart up. You will emerge full able to recognize things that are occurring. You'll emerge with open heart and a clear mind. That's what it's all about. So conscious dating is very important. You have to understand. See, what exactly is conscious dating and how is it different from regular dating? I just mentioned some things, but I'm going to say one thing. We'll talk about a couple other ones. Conscious dating, as I said earlier, motivates you not to be fearful or insecure. Conscious dating is from the soul. Conscious dating is from the soul. We just said your innermost needs, your inner self, which is your heart and your soul. It's important when you consciously date because it's coming from your soul. It is dating from the heart center standpoint rather than an ego centered standpoint. Be very careful of people all about ego. I brought up on our show recently, we talked about people who they identify with gender, that women are sometimes work on love, a lot of time works on love and emotion. Guys, since we're so immature in emotion and immature in love, we work on ego. We make ego the center of our dating. That's the standpoint we focus on. But we have to adjust that. We have to mature. Males have to mature. When you become an adult and a grown man, you are able to mature to the point you understand that it's not all about an ego. And don't let anyone convince you it's all about ego. It's all about emotion. It's all about heart-centered. It's all about heart. We have to keep that in mind. When we date consciously, we move from the inside out. I said it on every one of my shows, especially dealing with relationship and love. It comes from the inside out. Once you can recognize that, you can have a successful relationship. You can have a successful, committed relationship. Because you understand it's coming from my heart and my soul. See, you're not motivated again by fear or insecurity. When you're dating consciously and understanding the innermost needs or your internal aspects more than your external aspect, then you will be able to know that what you need and what you value. See, when you look inside and you search yourself from your innermost needs and wants, we are looking from our soul level to our deep, come on now, and tender reason why we want what we want and why we had this dating experience. That's what conscious dating is all about. Regular dating often works the opposite way. It falls in that ego center. It's focused on ego center standpoint. That's what regular dating is, more or less, as we had a discussion on the Wednesday show of last week about individuals who are out dating to see if they have an interest in someone. It is not intimate, David. It's not conscious. You have to make a decision. Do you just want to move forward and date, which you see there could be a commitment, or you just want to be friends and go out? Regular dating kind of falls in that area. See, when you're regular dating, we are expected to close our eyes to the innermost self as appearance. We look at beauty, material success, worldly power. That sounds like something we can relate to. People who look at how beautiful she is, how handsome that young man is. But the truth of the matter, that's an external. If you base off that, you will find out that you can't be successful based off external. Because now you will fall in the category of looking at ego-center standpoint instead of looking at a heart-center standpoint. You have to be very careful when we're just looking at appearance. We have to be very careful when we want just beauty, material success, and worldly power. See, in today's environment, we make decisions based on our anxieties. And we end up dating people with whom we are not so matched. And we'll make it even and change our soul match to people who do not focus on heart-centered standpoint. They're not in that area. They don't put their heart into it. They're all about ego. So we have to see what regular dating and how some people focus on just the anxiety and focus on not the inner self, but the outer self. So we end up creating unnecessary suffering. We want to keep that in mind. If you're regular dating, you're going to create unnecessary suffering. You reinforce pain, painful situation, and an unconscious pattern. So regular dating relates to unconscious patterns. Conscious dating is challenging because it's more vulnerable way to date. We have to always keep it in mind because we invite ourselves to experience the real self. We live in our authentic world instead of wearing our comfortable ego mask behind the mask ministry. What's behind the mask? Are you dating consciously? Are you regular dating? We have to be very careful what we do here. I'm working on making sure our broadcast is in play. Because look like we had lost our broadcast in regards to Facebook. It's keep on that point of failing. So we're going to work through it. Let's look at the importance of making the right decision or taking the right approach about dating in a more vulnerable and heart-centered way. See, when we approach dating in a vulnerable and heart-centered way, We create space to build real intimacy. We cannot break the patterns caused by trauma, cultural conditioning, or families of origins, which edit us into an unhealthy relationship, and our fears of deep connection without opening ourselves up and naming our feelings. That's why it's so important to date and have vulnerability and be heart-centered, not ego-centered. It's so important. We take dating and approach dating in that manner. See, we have to also believe that for the many times we went through a painful process, it would have been easier to allow our heart to make a decision instead of our ego. We're now talking about intimacy. And when we're talking about intimacy, we can truly look at individuals and we ask, what is intimate dating? See, intimate relationship or dating is an interpersonal relationship that involves physical or emotional intimacy. Some people get caught up thinking that intimate relationship and calling it sexual relationship. An intimate relationship can be non-sexual, and that could be involving family, friends, and acquaintances. So that tells you from the start, this individual is going to be your acquaintance. You have to make sure that individual is kept at a point that they understand it's all about heart-centered way and not ego-centered way. And we have to make sure that's what happened. There are four types of intimacy. And we want to make sure we understand in intimate dating, those four types are shared. Emotional. I don't know why people get kind of caught up when you say emotion. Some individuals have mastered emotion. They understand the emotional well-being. And I always say females have mastered the emotional well-being. However, males haven't quite mastered the emotional well-being. We are still focused on the ego center. It's all about our ego. Mentally, it's very important. Our well-being needs to be to a point we mature enough mentally. And that well-being can lead us down into an intimate relationship. Spiritual well-being is very important for an intimate relationship. And physical well-being. These are so important, and they are the types of intimacy. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. Make sure I get you on the line by calling out the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Ask for your location. Then you can chat with Dr. Louisa D. Smith on the Dr. Low Show, the real relationship talk show that have no filters. No filters. We're going to share what it is. the next thing we want to kind of quickly get into, we're down to about 19 minutes. Let's look at how can we be intimate with the date. First of all, there are some early dating moments. You'll definitely know which way you need to go. And some of the early dating moments would be, you'll say, avoiding eye contact. Instead of dancing around each other's eyes, lock the other person in. Because truly, truly, that is something you can look at. And remember, avoiding eye contact. You want to have somebody that's going to make contact with you. Touching the other person. That's an intimate way in a relationship. Early moments. Sitting next to each other. Small talk. Discussing your future goals. Playing footsie. The silent moments. And the first kiss. Those just a few early dating moments you can make more intimate. Here are some signs of intimacy. An intimate relationship. You establish a strong sense of trust together. You have to have trust. That's one of those characteristics and traits that are so important in regards to a successful and a healthy relationship. Trust. You're committed to getting to know the individual inside and out. So you're talking about your inner self, which is your heart and your soul, that will just shine out of you to your external part. Get to know your inner self, and then you can know the outer self. You can be vulnerable around those individuals. That's a surefire sign that you're in an intimate relationship. You feel accepted every way possible. You can rely on that individual, your mate, when things go wrong. That's some signs of you in a surefire intimate relationship. What do an intimate dating or relationship look like? First of all, true intimacy happens when both people feel safe enough to be vulnerable. That's when it happens. You feel safe. You're ready to work from the inside. Your innermost needs and values come out from your heart and your soul. See, there is support for each other's weakness and celebration of each other's strength. Sometimes people don't understand when you recognize those individuals accomplishing you a task or being steadfast and moving forward, you have to speak up and tell them. Either they're going to draw the conclusion that you're not supporting them. It takes you speaking up and saying, I'm supporting you. I encourage you. Talk about that on our Love Cafe. When we talk about an acronym, the E is encouragement, excitement. The E is experience. The E is support. And last but not least, all of those things empower both of you. And that's what it's all about. Empowering each other to recognize your strength and your weakness and allow you to celebrate knowing that we can improve on this together. We have to keep in mind that in an intimate, true intimate relationship, You as a couple agree, you have to agree on a definition of fidelity. And both feel secure that the other will not violate that understanding. It's important that you take time to do that. We're working on trying to get it back up on Facebook. Like we had hit a snag here. We lost the internet. But we're going to keep moving forward. The next thing we want to talk about is giving you the best advice when you haven't had a good experience dating. You're not alone is number one. There's a lot of people out there who have encountered negative experience while dating. And you have to consider the state of the date or the dating scene today. A lot of it done through these match sites, dating sites, through social media. So you have to always remember that you don't have to rush so you can say you have someone. What you have to do is take your time. Trust yourself and be true to yourself. Don't get caught up in surprises, because those surprises can lead you to feeling false, confused, and have no meaning of where I'm going in life in regards to relationships and dating. May lead you to give up altogether on dating. You have to keep that in mind. See, dating can be an adventure instead of a chore. It can make you feel connected instead of alienated. My best advice to you is to open your heart to the possibility of a different experience from what you had before. One that is challenging, but expanding. Allows your heart to soften, but it also gives you an opportunity to unite with your innermost self. That's what the dating experience can be when you had a bad experience. But let's keep that in mind and continue to move forward towards success. The success is available for you. And we want you to be able to experience exactly that success. The ideal is to date consciously, be intimate about it, where it allows you to let your heart lead you and your inner self lead you. And the ideal is to get your innermost needs and values out of that relationship. Allow your inner self to step forth, not your external. Want to give a shout out to Jacqueline Davis, and she's on and off. She just tried to boot back up. We had newbie Evan Nan Kowalski was joining us as well. Thank you so much for taking time to be a part of this show tonight. I want to apologize about our Facebook, apparently our internet, and getting rebooted up and allow us to load back up. But on our other broadcast, which is Blog Talk Radio, along with our two social media sites on Instagram, thank each and every one of you all for joining us. It's been awesome. I tell you, God has blessed us one more time to come before you. Our next show will be tomorrow night at 7:30. We're going to talk some sports. That's Talking Sports Plus Prime Time. We're going to talk some college football. We're going to talk about some high school football. We're going to talk about the start of football season. You have an awesome rest of the night. Hashtag be responsible. Hashtag keep on grinding. Hashtag communicate for understanding. Hashtag we got this. Tell yourself you got this, because invading consciously and intimately, it is led by the heart. Next hashtag, make it do what it do. And finally, it's a mindset. Set your mind on being successful. Work on growing in your areas of well-being, physically, emotional, mentally, spiritual, and financial. Trust in our Lord and Savior, and you will be successful in consciously dating as well as internet dating. Have an awesome rest of the night. We'll see you tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Truly talking about football is back on Talking Sports Plus Primetime on WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. And on Thursday night, we have our show at 6 o'clock, The Love Cafe. Real love talk show. And we're going to be talking about some awesome issues, some awesome topics relating to love. So you have an awesome rest of the night. That's awesome. A cup of time being used. Exciting rest of the night. And be blessed. Take care of yourself. Because I love you. From my heart. It is coming from my heart. And as we close out, I always want to tell you, and I do it passionately, because it's important that I do this. That is, say to you, I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of the night, and we'll see you on tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Talking Sports Plus Prime Time. Football is back.